I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Terrible news coming out of rugby league today with Michael Morgan. He has been forced into retirement with his chronic shoulder injury. Terrible to see this career cut short. I first remember seeing Michael Morgan. Geez, feels like it was, you know, 10 or 12 years ago. 2010 it was, he made his debut. He scored a try on debut. He scored a couple of tries very early, I'm sure of it. I remember him playing Canberra one day in very start of his career, playing 5-8. Scored a couple of tries that day. I'm not sure if it was his first game or not. Thurston wasn't playing at that point. I remember he was the main man in that side at an extremely young age, scored a couple of tries and went on to have an amazing career. 168 first grade games. I mean, you probably would have expected him to play more, but obviously a lot of injuries in the back end of his career. The peak of his career, without a doubt, 2017. Jonathan Thurston got injured. The keys were handed to Michael Morgan. Everyone wrote off the North Queensland Cowboys, including myself. Their run home was simply unbelievable. I remember looking at their draw thinking, this team, they are in some serious trouble. They lost like four or five in a row leading into the finals, and then they just clicked into gear. They beat the Cronulla Sharks week one of the finals. They then played, I want to say, the Parramatta Eels, knocked them over, and then they played the Sydney Roosters in the prelim final, and they won that game. I think it was 29-16, cracking game, simply unbelievable. And Morgo, he was unreal the entire time. I think he kicked two or three field goals in that final series. He was unbelievable. He was the Dally M halfback of the year that season, and the stuff he was doing was unbelievable. And you got to remember that, you know, I think it would have been around round five, round six. It was reasonably early when I think they lost Jonathan Thurston. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was pretty early in that season, and everyone sort of wrote them off. Everyone said they were no hope, but Michael Morgan and Tal Malolo just put the team on their back and were incredible. And, you know, after that 2017 season, you could tell Jonathan Thurston's career was slowly coming to an end. And, you know, we were all sitting up there looking at the Cowboys going, oh, you know, they'll be fine. They've got Michael Morgan. He's a world-class footballer now. He's a Dally M-winning halfback. He's gonna steer this ship perfectly. And since 2017, you know, it's been, what, four seasons? And Michael Morgan's played a grand total of, I think, 39 games since then. So injuries have just hampered everything he's done. He's obviously played a bit of Origin in that time with so many brilliant halves and whatnot. He's played a bit of lock forward. He's played centre as well. Always did a fantastic job for Queensland. Played 12 games for Queensland. With a win percentage of 58%, very impressive. 12 games for the Kangaroos, never lost a game for the Kangaroos. 12 from 12 wins, very impressive. Michael Morgan played a couple of positions for the Kangaroos, came off the bench a little bit, played a bit of 5-8, played a bit of centre. His last game for the Kangaroos was back in 2017 in that World Cup. To play 12 tests, never lose any of them, very impressive. A champion player, Michael Morgan. I'm so saddened to see his career finish like this. He just had so much ability, and He sort of, he reminded me a lot of Kieran Foran when he first came onto the scene. He's one of those guys that would really, as a 5'8", he would get across the advantage line, he would straighten up the line, he would just open up space everywhere for the guys around him. Very Kieran Foran-esque. He's always who I thought of when I watched Michael Morgan, and just tough as nails. And as sad as it is to see him retire, I mean, watching him over the last few weeks, the couple of games he's played, it hasn't been the real Michael Morgan. You can see how hesitant he is. You can see how worried he is about this shoulder. And that's not the sort of football that we want to remember from Michael Morgan. He is just a champion ball player. He was a brilliant fullback when he played a little bit there. To jump in State of Origin and play centre, play out of position and handle yourself, always impressive, Michael Morgan. This is going to leave a massive hole for the North Queensland Cowboys. And look, I've spoken about this quite often. For me, Michael Morgan, he produced the biggest moment in rugby league history. And people will talk about Joey Shortside play, which I can understand that. And if you were to tell me that's the biggest play ever, I wouldn't push back on you at all. That's number two for me. People will talk about Thurston's field goal. And for me, I just cannot buy into that moment. For me, Michael Morgan, his try assist to Kyle Felt in that grand final with his team down, with him getting it off a standing still, running about 60 metres, finding a brilliant flick pass. That is the best moment in rugby league for me. That individual play is the best by anyone I've ever seen. When you consider the moment, when you consider everything, the way that Morgo got the ball, what was on in front of him, it was a set line. There was nothing on. There was nothing doing. And Morgo, he just made something happen. And for me, that's a moment I'll never forget for Michael Morgan. It's a moment I'll never forget in rugby league. And I think he deserves a lot more credit for what he produced in that moment. We all talk about the Thurston field goal, but without Morgo, Thurston doesn't even have that opportunity, doesn't even get close to it. An incredible player, Michael Morgan. He will have that moment forever, that will stand the test of time in rugby league. That is his moment that he will own forever. A sensational player. I wish we got to see the very best out of Morgo. He's 29 now. We normally say 27 and beyond is when you see your best footy out of halves and ball players. And Morgo, he's been injured the whole time. Sometimes post 30, that's when they've seen everything. There's no surprises out there anymore. We never got to see Morgo at that level. But for me, that moment in 2015, that is his moment. And for me, that is the biggest play by an individual in a game of rugby league, in our game of rugby league, I have ever seen. Congrats, Mick Morgan. A brilliant career.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.